The World Figure Skating Championships begin this week in Shanghai, and while American skaters like Ashley Wagner, Gracie Gold, Polina Edmonds, Jason Brown, Josh Farris do stand a chance of getting on the podium, they're not favored to win gold. Now, last month, 16-year-old Polina Edmonds did win the Four Continents Championships in South Korea, and Josh Farris came in second, skating to music from the movie Schindler's List, after shakily landing a quadruple jump.
Just about got there.
But in fact, it's been four seasons since an American man won a singles medal at the World Olympics, and it's been 8 years for the women. So what's it like to run the organization that has to balance a delicate art with fierce ambitions and a demand for big wins? Let's get the view from the top. Sam Akshur is president of the U.S. Figure Skating Association. He was a competitive skater and has long been a judge in skating competitions, including in the Sochi Olympics. Sam, welcome to Here Now.
Thank you, Robin. It's great to be here.
Well, and you have been in office for just a year, but I was reading your statement of purpose, and you say part of your goal is ensuring that future generations stay in the sport so that you have people who grow up to be skaters. Is the profession in a lull right now?
Oh, I would disagree with that. I think we're actually on the upswing. We have some great young skaters in the first year of the new Olympic quad, so we're very excited about their prospects. And we also have other aspects of the sport like synchronized skating, where we're seeing great participation and skaters stay in the sport through that discipline as well.
Yeah, but you've had some pair skaters who have broken up. And as you say, Olympic quad, Olympic 4 years from now, so you got to be ready for that. And you also said recently that your governing body was focusing part of an $11.8 million athletic development budget on helping elite U.S. men get their technical game up. Is that a recognition that, you know, the men aren't doing the quads?
Well, absolutely. They're all doing the quads and the men. In the case of the world champion, three quads in one program. So it's very important that we step up the technical aspect of the sport and help them be competitive.
Well, and even as I said that to you, as a huge fan of the sport, I said to myself, don't do that. Don't be one of the people who puts all that attention on this, you know, the high emphasis on technical as opposed to artistic. Your thoughts on that as a former skater, is it a begrudging admission that other countries are focusing on the technical so the U.S. has to as well? Or, you know, I mean, it feels almost as if you could be the better skater artistically, and if you don't have that quad, it doesn't matter.
Well, I would say we're seeing competition from a lot of different countries that we haven't seen before even. They have focused on the technical side, but also on the artistic side as well. So if you watch the top skaters, Yuzuru Hanyu from Japan or Dennis Ten from Kazakhstan, you see both great technical skill as well as the artistic skill. So the quad is really for the men almost a minimum technical requirement.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that, that the sport's gotten so technical?
Well, I think it's part of the evolution of the sport. You see athletes in all sports push the limits, and I think in skating we need to push it both technically and artistically as well. I think our skaters have the potential. When you look at Josh Farris and the quads that he's doing as well as artistry, he's upped his game and he's leading the way. And I think he's going to be very competitive with the top male skaters.
Well, so this is the professional. But as you say, the professional draws the others in, the kids who watch it and then dream of growing up to be a skater. But you also, in this statement of purpose, talked about a lot of ways that you want to expand the sport, including synchronized skating.
It's attracted a lot of skaters. There are a lot of college teams as well, and it's just one aspect of our sport where we see a lot of growth and opportunity to stay in that doesn't require a skater to be a top single skater.
Who knew? Who knew? You said this is the fastest growing discipline, or one of them, in skating.
One of them, absolutely.
Yeah. What skater inspired you?
Well, the skater that inspired me the most was probably John Mishapekovic, who was a national champion, fast skaters, strong, high jumps. But there have been many others. I competed against Scott Hamilton, who I still kid today that he inspired me. He inspired me to go to college, primarily by beating me so many times that I decided that I better go to college.
Yeah, but you ended up president of the U.S. Figure Skating Association.
Well, and he's an Olympic gold medalist, so.
There you go.
We both came out okay.
Samuel Oxer, president of the U.S. Figure Skating Association, as the world competition is right on the horizon. So, Sam, thanks for talking to us about it.
Oh, thank you.